These many, then, shall die. Their names are pricked.
Your brother, too, must die. Consent you, Lepidus?
I do consent.
Prick him down, Antony.
Upon condition, Publius shall not live. Who is your sister's son, Mark Antony?
He shall not live. Look, with a spot, I damn him. But, Lepidus, go you to Caesar's house. Fetch the will hither, and we shall determine how to cut off some charge in legacies.
What shall I find you here?
You're here or at the Capitol.
Oh, this is a slight, unmeritable man. Meet to be sent on errands. Is it fit the threefold world divided he should stand one of the three to share it?
So you thought him and took his voice, who should be pricked to die in our black sentence and prescription.
Octavius, I have seen more days than you, and though we lay these honours on this man to ease ourselves of divers slanderous loads, he shall but bear them as the ass bears gold, to groan and sweat under the business, either led or driven as we point the way, and having brought our treasure where we will, then take we down his load and turn him off like to the empty ass, to shake his ears and graze in commons.
You may do your will, but he's a tried and valiant soldier.
So is my horse, Octavius, and for that I do appoint him store of provender. It is a creature that I teach to fight, to wind, to stop, to run directly on. His corporal motion governed by my spirit, and in some taste is Lepidus but so. He must be taught and trained and bid go forth. A barren-spirited fellow, one that feeds on objects, arts, and imitations, which out of use and staled by other men, begin his fashion. Oh, do not talk of him but as a property. And now, Octavius, listen great things. Brutus and Cassius are levying powers. We must straight make head. Therefore, let our alliance be combined, our best friends made, our means stretched, and let us presently go sit in council how covert matters may be best disclosed, and open perils surest answered.
Let us do so, for we are at the stake and bade about with many enemies, and some that smile have in their hearts, I fear, millions of mischiefs.